So, Sage and Merlin,
Eastshire said 3 hours later,
about that message?
Of course, Your Grace.
Eastshire's orderly had overseen the servants who had removed the dishes, then poured the wine, set the decanter on the table at Eastshire's elbow, and withdrawn from the private dining room adjacent to the Duke's quarters, here in the Michaelburg Citadel. It had been an excellent dinner, Merlin thought appreciatively, and the wine was quite good too. Fusion-powered Pikas didn't require nourishment, although his internal arrangements were designed to scavenge the material he needed to produce his naturally growing hair and beard from the food he ingested. Most of that food simply had to be disposed of later, but Pikas had been designed to allow their owners to do anything they could have done in their own biological bodies. Merlin's taste buds were fully functional, although any Safeholdian healer would have gone off in gibbering madness if Merlin had tried to explain to him exactly how they functioned. He'd enjoyed the meal, and aside from a certain degree of tunnel vision, resulting from that single blind spot where commoners were concerned, Eastshire was an incisive observer with a trenchant wit. The table conversation had been just as enjoyable as the meal, and Merlin hoped that wasn't going to change.
It'll be interesting to see whether or not he goes ballistic, the Sajan thought.
Caleb and Charlian had a side bet going, and he suspected the two of them were watching through one of the snarks to see which of them had been right.
For that matter, Narman's probably looking in too, he reflected.
Eastshire was looking at him across the table, he realized, and there was more than a hint of impatience in the Duke's steady regard.
Stop dithering, Merlin, he told himself firmly, and cleared his throat.
I'm sure you're aware, Your Grace, he began, that there have to have been some concerns about conflicting loyalties in the Army's officer corps.
You mean I'm aware their majesties have to have wondered how many of the rest of their officers are going to go the way Halbrook Hollow went,
Eastshire said flatly. Merlin's eyebrows rose involuntarily at the bluntness of the Duke's comment, and Eastshire chuckled a bit harshly.
You've always been the soul of courtesy, Sajan Merlin, he said, but only an idiot, which I assure you I'm not, could have failed to realize that one reason you've paid so many visits to Michaelburg on their Majesty's behalf was to look into that very concern. And frankly, I've assumed from the beginning that you had to be looking more closely at me than at anyone else, given that Bertram was married to my sister, and how long he and I were friends, even before that. Not to mention the fact that I inherited my present post directly from him. I've also assumed, however, since I haven't been removed from that post, and since their majesties have always treated me with courtesy and frankness, that your reports to them must have been at least generally favorable.
Merlin looked at him silently for a moment or two, then shrugged.
I hope I wasn't too obvious about it, Your Grace, he said a bit wryly, and Eastshire gave another, slightly less harsh chuckle.
As a matter of fact, when I said you were the soul of courtesy, I meant it. And to be honest, I'd have been disappointed if Charlian and Caleb hadn't had reservations.
It was his turn to shrug.
I've watched Her Majesty in particular since she was 12, Sajan Merlin. She didn't survive in Queen Isabel's shadow by being stupid. She didn't do it by being so clumsy as to rub people's noses in the fact that she had to regard them as untrustworthy until they proved otherwise either, though. I'd say you've served her quite admirably in both those regards.
Thank you.
Merlin bobbed a half bow across the table, then smiled. And yes, Your Grace, the verdict in your case was entirely favorable. And while it may not really be my place to add this, my impression is that Her Majesty was as pleased by that, on a personal level, as she was in her official persona. I don't believe she regards or values you solely as a vassal or even as the commander of her army.
Good.
Eastshire's expression softened.
I couldn't blame her for worrying.
but I won't pretend it didn't bother me anyway."
Sadness touched his brown eyes.
"I suppose a lot of that was because of the reason she had to worry in the first place."
He shook his head.
"I wondered how Bertram was going to deal with that conflict of loyalties. I knew it was going to be hard for him, but..."
The Duke broke off, shaking his head again, harder. There was something about the motion, almost like a prize fighter trying to shake off the effects of a powerful left jab, and his eyes were distant, looking at something only he could see. Then he gave his shoulders a small twitch, took a sip of wine, and turned back to Merlin with a brisker air.
"And now, about that message?"
"Well, discarding all the courteous euphemisms and circumlocutions I was going to employ, Your Grace, the short version is that Their Majesties and Prince Narmon have determined that, unlike you, one of the officers on your staff most definitely does have divided loyalties. In fact, the evidence available to Prince Narmon suggests the officer in question is actively involved in treason.